Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perig Yud, Mishnah Hey. Misha para mixas chayve, someone owed money to another person. And para, he paid back, mixas, part, chayve of his obligation, of his loan. The hishlish ishtore, the loiva, the lender, after the malva was maskim, gave the shtar to a third party, the hishlish from the lashon of shalish, three, to hold for him, the hishlish ishtore. See, here's the problem. Let's say I borrow $100 from Reuven, and I paid back 50. What should we do now? I can't ask Reuven to give me the shtar. He's going to say, then how do I know you're going to pay me the other 50? But I don't want to leave the shtar in Reuven's hands. What if he's going to come to Bezna and say, I owe him 100, when really I paid up 50? So normally what we could do is write another shtar that says, I paid 50. But they don't want to bother with that. Instead, they just give the shtar over to a third party to hold. The Amalai and the borrower says to this third party that's holding the shtar, Imloi nesati lach, if I don't give you the rest of the loan, the other 50, the balance of the chayv, mikan bad yoim ployni, from now until a certain day, ten l'shtari, can give the lender back his document. What do you mean? If I give the lender back his document, he'll be able to collect the whole amount of the loan again, the whole 100. Fine. I have a problem with that. Because he's so sure he's going to pay up. Lamaisa, a lot of times we're sure of things, but when it comes Lamaisa, what we were so sure of doesn't happen. Because Higia's man, the time came to pay back the rest of the loan, Veloy Nosan. He didn't give him the other 50. So Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yiten. Rabbi Yossi says, look, this is what he said, right? If I don't pay the other 50, give the document to the lender, then he'll be able to collect a whole 100. That means he'll get an extra 50. He has to suffer the penalty. You took this upon yourself. Now, this is really called an asmachta. An asmachta means when someone says, you know, I tell you, if I don't do it, you could take away my bike. Does he really mean that? If I don't pay up, you can give him back the shtar and let him collect the whole thing again. But did he really mean that? Rabbi Yossi says, yes, asmachta is kanya. Rabbi Yehuda amaloy yitin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't give it to him. Yeah, the borrower said, I'll pay a penalty. I'll pay the whole 100 again if I don't pay up in time. That's because he was sure he'll be able to pay up the rest of the loan. But had he known he won't be able to pay it up, he would have never said this. In other words, asmachta loy kanya. Now, there are certain circumstances where an asmachta is kanya. There has to be a kinyan, there has to be an abezn chashiv. It also has to be that he gave over the papers in that bezdin and said, look, if I don't come from now till 30 days, whatever schus they have becomes batal. And then there's a machlokes, what's called a bezn chashiv. Matanur brings him his rebbeim. Any bezn that knows these halachas clearly is called a bezn chashiv. They tell the person, listen, careful what you're saying. I'm telling you, if I don't do it, you can have my house. You know what you're saying? Are you serious? They do a kinyan. They work things out accordingly. But the Rambam says that a bezn chashiv would have to mean a bezn that has smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha means smicha all the way up, like they had during the times of the Tanoim. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, if someone pays up part of his chayv, they give over the shtar to a third person, and the borrower says to this third person, if I don't give you the rest of the money by this and this date, return the whole shtar to the lender. I don't care if he collects everything again, because you're going to see, I'm going to pay up by that day. And at the end, he doesn't. Rabbi Yossi says, give the shtar. Rabbi Yossi holds a smachtis kaina. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give it. He said it, but he didn't really mean it.